I'm Nathan Cones, here with your look at the midday news for Thursday, April 9th, 2026. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagg is celebrating the Iowa House of Representatives' passage of the Iowa Farm Act with overwhelming bipartisan support. The House passed House File 2748 on Wednesday by an 81-8 vote, advancing what Nagg calls a comprehensive package meant to strengthen the state's agricultural economy and rural communities. Nagg says thank you to the members of the Iowa House for their strong bipartisan vote in support of the Iowa Farm Act. This kind of bipartisan backing sends a clear message about the importance of agriculture to Iowa's economy, communities, and future. The proposal was introduced by Nagg earlier this year and seeks to expand economic opportunities through support for value-added agriculture, agritourism, and expanded market access. He notes these are all things the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship works on every day, but the Iowa Farm Act will cement those priorities into law. The legislation also includes targeted tax relief and regulatory changes designed to reduce costs, encourage fairness, and help farmers plan for succession. Additional provisions prioritize beginning farmers, strengthening the rural veterinary workforce, and improve the state's preparedness for foreign animal diseases. The measure also aims to modernize state operations to better serve farmers, agribusinesses, and rural communities. The bill now heads to the Iowa Senate for consideration. A link to the legislation's full text is included with this story on our website. A Carroll middle schooler has reached the quarterfinals in a contest to be named America's Favorite Student, and he needs your help to secure the title. Isaac McFarland is currently in sixth place in the national competition hosted by DT Care. That's a 501c3 nonprofit that provides resources to areas of the world in crisis. Following their nominations, the students advance based on one metric only. It's public voting. McFarland is described as a voracious learner. From presenting in Iowa's National History Day contest to donning a suit and tie to compete in middle school mock trial, McFarland sees education as an opportunity that he has no intention of wasting. The America's Favorite Student quarterfinals end today, and the top 10 students will advance to the semifinals. From there, another round of voting will take place, and the top five will advance to the finals. The winner will be featured in Reader's Digest, travel to Pasadena, California to tour the Planetary Society and meet Bill Nye, the science guy, in person, and also win $20,000. Voters can cast their ballots for McFarland once per day using the link included with this story on our website, with extra votes available in exchange for donations to the Planetary Society. Again, the quarterfinals end today. There's going to be another round in the semifinals and, of course, the finals. So be sure to support McFarland. You can vote once for free per day. Despite a temporary pause to the conflict with Iran in the Middle East, fuel prices continue their upward trajectory in this week's report from the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship and AAA Iowa. As of Wednesday, the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline in the state was $3.64, up 21 cents on the week and 56 cents above prices from a year ago. The national average for gasoline on Wednesday was also up 10 cents to $4.16 per gallon. As for Iowa retail diesel, the statewide average rose 25 cents to $5.10 per gallon, compared to $3.39 per gallon this time last year. The national average was 57 cents higher than Iowa's at $5.67 per gallon. At the Des Moines terminal, E10 was $2.81, unleaded 87 was $3.23, ULSD number 2 was $4.37, ULSD number 1 was $4.45, and E70 was $2.41. As for heating fuels, natural gas prices at the Henry Hub reporting site were down 9 cents to 274 per MMBTU. With the advent of warmer weather, the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship will pause heating oil and propane price tracking at least through October. And Governor Kim Reynolds signed a proclamation Wednesday declaring April as Keep Iowa Beautiful Month. This annual proclamation highlights the importance of keeping all areas of the state clean and encourages residents to take part in local efforts that promote community pride, environmental stewardship, and beautification across the state through volunteer-driven projects and initiatives. The observance has been recognized by Iowa's governors for more than a decade. This year's recognition also coincides with preparations for the U.S. Semiquincentennial celebration scheduled for July 4th and the nationwide Greatest American Cleanup in Communities nationwide ahead of the anniversary. The organization also announced Plant Iowa Beautiful mini-grants ranging from $500 to $1,000 to support community tree, flower, and garden projects. Applications for those are due by April 16th, and a link to the online forms is included with this story on our website. And we do need to step away here for just a moment. Stick around. We've got more news on the way. It's coming up right after this on KCIM.
For 43 years, Farmer-Owned Cooperative Egg Processing Inc., AGP, has added value to soybeans grown across the Midwest by producing quality soybean meal for livestock and soybean oil found in foods you eat each day. AGP is now hiring and manning for utility positions, starting at $24.50 an hour with growth opportunities. AGP's benefits are the best in the business, including no-wait medical, dental, vision, a 401k plus a 100% employer-funded pension. Apply today at agp.com/careers.
Be part of something powerful. Join St. Anthony Regional Hospital for our 5th annual Mental Health Awareness 5K Run Walk happening Saturday, May 2nd at 9 a.m. starting at Fairview Elementary. Register by April 20th to receive a free event t-shirt, and don't miss the silent auction after the race. Come together with us to end the stigma surrounding mental health Saturday, May 2nd at 9 a.m. Register today on the St. Anthony Facebook page or website. St. Anthony Regional Hospital, always look to the cross, always St. Anthony.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. Becky Schweizer with the Stuart Memorial Hospitals and Clinics Environmental Services team has been named that facility's Quarter One Culture Champion. The award recognizes employees who exemplify the organization's core values and help foster a positive workplace, and highlights team members who demonstrate leadership in safety, communication, compassionate service, teamwork, and stewardship. Schweizer was nominated by several colleagues who praised her leadership and dedication to both patients and coworkers. Despite being relatively new to her position, they say Schweizer has quickly emerged as a unifying leader within her department. They write that Schweizer helped guide the team through challenging times by promoting collaboration, self-awareness, and team bonding. Schweizer has also created an environment where employees feel heard and supported while maintaining a strong focus on patient safety and care. According to hospital management, the recognition reflects Schweizer's daily impact on patients, visitors, and colleagues throughout the organization, and her example models the service staff should strive to provide. A bill that would significantly change the property tax system for Iowa homeowners has cleared the Senate. Senator Dan Dawson, a Republican from Council Bluffs, calls it the first step toward a plan that can win approval in the Iowa House and be signed into law by Governor Reynolds. The bill would cap city and county revenue growth between 2 and 5%, and that'll be based on inflation. It would replace Iowa's system that limits how fast the taxable value home grows with a 50% homestead tax exemption, and that exemption would start growing for Iowans once they reach the age of 60. The bill also calls for an immediate increase in the gas tax, followed by incremental gas tax increases in the future that are tied to inflation. Dawson says cities and counties need that money to fix roads and bridges. The bill now needs to pass through the Iowa House, and if it's amended, we'll go back to the Senate for a final approval before heading to the governor to be signed into law. With weather finally warming up, many Iowans are launching into spring cleaning projects, sprucing up their homes and workspaces. Jessica Boland, a worksite wellness consultant, says cleansing and decluttering can help to improve your mood and your productivity level while reducing stress, though she warns don't try to tackle too much at once.
Make a plan for maybe doing one room in your home at a time. Think about cleaning out drawers, closets, cupboards, and maybe organizing things into different piles. So maybe have a pile for donation, keeping, and recycling.
Once you get your space looking like you like it, Boland says you should consider that it'll take what it'll take to maintain that level of organization and to keep that clutter from reappearing.
Maybe it's doing a load of dishes every day in your kitchen, and then that will keep our counters free of clutter. Maybe it's doing laundry once a day if possible, and maybe even it's just sorting through your mail for 5 minutes every day to keep your counters free.
Once something is stuffed in a closet, some consider if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. I'm a bit guilty of that. But Boland suggests digging into those closets and to be realistic about what you've saved.
So if you have clothes in your closet from high school, maybe just ask yourself, do I really need these? Maybe just think about, these clothes were nice when I wore them in high school, but I don't need them. And maybe sometimes even taking a picture so you have a memory of that item.
Consider donating instead of discarding items that are still in usable condition to your local thrift store or similar nonprofit organizations, as what is trashed one person could be quite a treasure to another. That is going to be wrapping up your look at KCIM's Midday News for Thursday, April 9th, 2026. Don't forget to check us out online by following us on Facebook and X, on the web at carolbroadcasting.com, or through our Carol Broadcasting mobile apps. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.